If you imagine the 4,500 billion odd years of the Earth's history compressed into a normal earthly day, then life begins very early, about 4 a.m., with the rise of the first simple single-celled organisms, but then advances no further for the next 16 hours. Not until almost 8:30 in the evening, with the day 5/6 over, has Earth anything to show the universe but a restless skin of microbes. Then, finally, the first sea plants appear, followed 20 minutes later by the first jellyfish and the enigmatic Ediacarian fauna, first seen by Reginald Sprigg in Australia. At 9:04 p.m, trilobites swim onto the scene, followed more or less immediately by the shapely creatures of the Burgess Shale. Just before 10 p.m, plants begin to pop up on the land. Soon after, and with less than 2 hours left in the day, the first land creatures follow. Thanks to 10 minutes or so of balmy weather, at 10:24, the Earth is covered in the great carboniferous forests, whose residues give us all our coal, and the first winged insects are evident. Dinosaurs plod onto the scene just before 11 p.m. and hold sway for about 3/4 of an hour. At 21 minutes to midnight, they vanish, and the age of the mammals begins. Humans emerge 1 minute and 17 seconds before midnight. The whole of our recorded history on this scale would be no more than a few seconds. A single human lifetime is barely an instant.